What alternatives are there? Maybe, if you want to get specific in Adam Lanza's case, but in general, I mean, you mentioned your children, and what your, I guess it gets to the core of what your organization is about. But what alternatives would there be to, as you mentioned, this kind of counseling or medication?
Sure, there's tons. I mean, I really strongly believe in tutoring. I think that the key to behavior is communication. A lot of children that are painfully shy really need to get stimulated and to learn how to do basic communication skills. If you think of like Sylvan Learning Center or CORE, SCORE or Kaplan, excellent, excellent programs that really should be incorporated within our school system. Ultimately, my dream would be to see like tutor centers named after both a Democrat and a Republican president. I have two in mind in the school systems, where if you have a child that's having a problem in a classroom, you could go to these great creative centers that teach you about things you want to know. You know, and if you look at like the creator of JetBlue, I don't know his name, sorry, but I just know the story of how he looked out the window and he just was so not engaged in the classroom. But yet, look what he was able to accomplish, you know? So there's great learning technologies out there. And I just don't think psychiatry over the last 30 years has proven to be an effective method of teaching children.
And this would apply for children. I mean, you mentioned shy, but more than, I mean, autistic and on different levels along different spots along the spectrum.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think that there's moms out there that know how their kids learn and have been going up against the school system for years saying, you know, my child has textual issues, like doesn't like to be touched. And I know of one mom, and I'm so sorry, I'm terrible with names, but I know there was a mom that created like a Velcro crow strip that you put underneath the desk so the child could touch that throughout the class. There's just so many non-drug, non-invasive, non-harmful ways to teach children. And I always think of Helen Keller. I mean, here, you know, she was really abused by psychiatry. Nobody wants to say that. She was jailed and she was caged, and it was a teacher that got through to her. You know, we have to remember the history of psychiatry. You know, I don't say it's all bad. I mean, I'm not saying that, but we have to be able to talk about the abuses there. So I would like to see these records being released, and I have a request into the governor to see him. I said, you know, please, when your schedule clears, I'd love to get in and talk to you. So we're looking for legislation to protect children from psychiatry, basically, and to say we want alternatives. We don't want to drug our children. We don't.
We're speaking with Sheila Matthews. She's co-founder of AbleChild.org. This is Viewpoint here on 1490 WGCH. I'm Tony Savino. And what other things does AbleChild have going on, Sheila?
Sure, we have. We just launched a brand new website. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's has a Facebook community, which is really booming right now. And so we've spent the last several months working on that. We have been totally absorbed in the Newtown tragedy, mass murder suicide. So that's where our energy's been going. But we're hoping to get back down to DC. I'm trying to work on getting a couple amendments to a drug safety bill. The state of Connecticut wants to create a drug monitoring program. Excuse me. And I think it's a great idea. What I'd like to see it tie into the federal MedWatch reporting system that I had talked about, that adverse event reporting system, which is really like our kryptonite against drug companies, if you think about it. And basically what I'm working on is trying to get those two amendments to the drug bill. It doesn't look very successful for me, but I'm a fighter. I will keep going up there. The legislative session ends June 5th. I'm very frightened about these mental health bills that are coming upon parents, so I'm diligently fighting that right now.
Is it difficult that let's face it, there's some of the drugs for people, they do work, and they're different. Like you said, there are some people that there are no side effects, no ill side effects, no psychotic. Like you said, it doesn't turn every child into a
right.
psychopathic killer.
Right.
So it's a nuanced situation.
Yeah, and you know, that's, you know, Able Child's position has never been really, let's pull all the drugs off the market and never let anybody have any of these psychiatric drugs. I mean, that's not our goal. Our goal is drug safety. So, you know, the psychiatric and the pharmaceutical industry spend billions of dollars on marketing. So I'm not going to sit here and market for them. I'm just not going to do it. I'm looking to get safety mechanisms in for the consumer. You know, our organization was able to get two drugs pulled off the market for a 6-month period in foster care, Paxil and Effexor, because of their association with violence and suicide. That was not our intention to get the drugs pulled. We were glad that happened so they could review it. We just want alternatives for our children. We don't want to put the drug companies out of business, nor could we. You know, realistically, we just...
Has there been a talk of, and there's obviously there's the gun control debate, then there's the mental illness, but what about the civility part of it? I mean, does your group get into that at all? I mean, if a gangbanger is walking down the street, somebody looks at him the wrong way and they shoot him. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that a mental health issue or is that just the way we act toward each other? Is that something AbleChild.org gets into at all?
We don't. We have, we've been linked to so many different things, like gun control. We're not, you know, our issue is not gun control. It's informed consent. The whole gun issue is unfortunate because, you know, here you had the governor drive out the gun manufacturers out of the state, you know, meanwhile, the records aren't released. So, you know, getting back to that, it's like, look, in order to legislate, whether it's drugs or guns or education, you need information. You got to link the data. So, I truly believe that people are good, decent people. And I don't think guns kill people, you know. But that's not, you know, that's not my issue. You know, I think people kill people. Mm-hmm. Wars, I mean, it's terrible.
We're speaking with Sheila Matthews, co-founder, AbleChild.org, here on Viewpoint on 1490 WGCH. I'm Tony Savino, and we're talking about AbleChild.org's battle for freedom of information, information about Adam Lanza, the shooter at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in December. Have you spoken to parents of victims or parents of students at Sandy Hook? And if you have, what's been their reaction to your battle?
I haven't. I reached out to one father, and I almost felt weird afterwards. I haven't really reached out. I've ran into the Sandy Hook Promise, which, you know, that organization has six parents, I believe, that is working with their organization. I believe personally that that organization has one agenda. It's gun control. It's really kind of funded by President Obama. It's really unfortunate that he's dragging out all these victims and, you know, with a specific agenda without the records being released. I have enough of my own victims, my own families that I work with and support over the years. I have the Dunkels from Pennsylvania who lost their daughter to psychiatric drugs. So I have families that I, Able Child was created for. We're here for them. I don't know if they know about us, but I have no, just like with the pictures on the internet, I don't want to exploit anybody. That's not our goal at Able Child. We work on facts and we work on laws and we try to educate all parents. You know, just because you're a victim of violence doesn't mean that you're not suffering. That you're not a victim of Sandy Hook, that you're not suffering with the school system pressuring you, please, the only thing we have is drugs for you. So I work with all parents.
Mm-hmm. And it comes out of your as we mentioned before, your children and the fight to keep them off these drugs, right?
Yeah, I have two boys, and neither one has ever been on psychiatric drugs. And I've been successful as a mom, and I'm a single mom, you know, and I have to tell you, you know, it's not an easy road to keep your children off drugs because everybody's doing it, you know, and you find yourself scrambling, looking for resources that are effective, and but my kids are healthy, and I'm honest with them, and they know what I do, and they love what I do. I was actually asked my older son, "Do you want to come down and do a radio show with me?" Mm. You know, so he knows what I do. Both my boys helped out at the Newtown forum that we had, which we'll be uploading on our website. We're having it edited right now, but they both came and. They're just wonderful human beings, and I believe that all children have the potential to be anything they want to be. But if we fill them with chemicals and label them, they don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. They don't.
And finally, Sheila, what's next for AbleChild.org in this battle here?
Well, we're waiting for the Court of Appeals for our Freedom of Information Act to come back. And if it comes back, either way, we're going to continue the fight. If it comes back positive and we are able to receive the documents that we have requested, what we're going to do is we're going to evaluate them and share them in a knowledgeable way with the community and make sure that we can link the data to save lives. If our request is denied, then we will pursue it to a higher court.
Mm-hmm. Are there other organizations that are involved in this, maybe not with you, but kind of believe what you do, or maybe from a different angle, are pursuing this information?
Sure. I think that there's a tremendous amount of organizations out there. They're not really talked about on the mainstream media. One organization that Able Child really loves and respects is Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And, you know, they're pursuing a lot of different things. So we love working with them any chance we get. There's other organizations out there that we work with on a much smaller level that do not have the exposure that CCHR has. But we'll work with anybody mm-hmm. that is interested in helping save lives.
Right. All right, we've been speaking with Sheila Matthews, co-founder, AbleChild.org, and that's the website, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Sheila, thanks very much for joining us today on Viewpoint.
Thank you so much, Tony.
I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us on Viewpoint here on 1490 WGCH.